Once more the young men tied her up and gagged her. They even struck her. People encouraged them. Make her be quiet. She's mad. Shut her up. She's not the only one. She can keep her mouth shut. They struck her several times on the head, blows that might have killed her. Her little boy clung to her. He did not cry out. He did not say a word. He was not even weeping now.
So, do you understand what's going on with this woman, Madame Schechter, who is screaming hysterically about fire? She and her young son have been separated from the rest of their family, and people assume that this terrible event has caused her to go insane. But at the same time that Madame Schechter does seem out of touch with reality, we know from the introduction that her screams of fire could refer to the concentration camps and their horrible crematories, the huge ovens in which Jews' bodies were burned after they were killed with poison gas in gas chambers disguised as showers. Remember, this is not the first time that we have come across a premonition of some future evil. Ellie's mother also had one when she first saw the Gestapo in Sieget. Some of the other passengers must realize that Madame Schechter's vision might be true, even though they tell each other that she is just thirsty or crazy. I think this is why they beat her. They are terrified that she might be right, and they don't want to hear or think about it. Let's finish this chapter. Start on page 24 with An Endless Night.
An endless night. Toward dawn, Madame Schechter calmed down. Crouched in her corner, her bewildered gaze scouring the emptiness, she could no longer see us. She stayed like that all through the day, dumb, absent, isolated among us. As soon as night fell, she began to scream, "There's a fire over there!" She would point at a spot in space, always the same one. They were tired of hitting her. The heat, the thirst, the pestilential stench, the suffocating lack of air, these were as nothing compared with these screams which tore us to shreds. A few days more and we should all have started to scream too. But we had reached a station. Those who were next to the windows told us its name, Auschwitz. No one had ever heard that name. The train did not start up again. The afternoon passed slowly. Then the wagon doors slid open. Two men were allowed to get down to fetch water. When they came back, they told us that in exchange for a gold watch, they had discovered that this was the last stop. We would be getting out here. There was a labor camp. Conditions were good. Families would not be split up. Only the young people would go to work in the factories. The old men and invalids would be kept occupied in the fields. The barometer of confidence soared. Here was a sudden release from the terrors of the previous nights. We gave thanks to God. Madame Schechter stayed in her corner, wilted,